Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-7541. 854-7541 or call toll free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein, how you doing today besides your allergies? And I think we're all facing that.
Yeah, no question about it. So it's nothing you can do about it. Yeah.
Did you know 100 years ago that at the University of Toronto, two Canadian scientists isolated insulin?
Really?
Yeah. And the next year they had the trials, and it used to be a fatal disease.
Okay. And with that, it is...
Little education, that's all.
Saturday, July 31st. End of July, 2021.
Already.
And we always say that it is now 10:03 in the morning because this show is always rebroadcast at midnight on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, unless there's a sporting event. And if there is a sporting event, we will be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available every Saturday morning live streaming from 10 to 11 AM. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, they're available there. So once again, go to the website, sapriston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. Click on archives, and you'll be all set. And finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
And we need these. We need this weekly report.
Why is that?
Well, because they're analysts, and they give us all these great figures, and it is a nice report. But, you know, this week Boeing announced earnings, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, guess how many analysts follow the stock?
50.
33.
Well, okay.
All right. And... it's just my point I've been making for a while. They're just so off. So the consensus estimate was a loss of 83 cents.
Mm-hmm.
There was not one analyst of the 33 that had them showing a profit, and they had a profit of 40 cents a share. I mean, that is the biggest miss that I've seen. And I mean, these analysts, I mean, all of them, I think, should be fired. They follow... that airline, they're supposed to, I mean, Boeing is Boeing. They make these big things that fly in the sky. They're not a conglomerate like GE used to be that had 50 different components. So I could see they make airplanes. I mean, don't you call the company and say, hey, how you doing? How many are you selling today? That's what analysts do, I thought, right?
You know, that's what's kind of weird.
Go ahead.
And maybe COVID has thrown it off. I used to say the other way around, that they used to be in such contact with these companies that they would be right on a penny off, whatever. And the company was always telling them where they are. So I don't know what's going on.
And the companies have to be, we understand there are certain ones like Amazon that always lowball, and certain other companies that do that. But this is like not even close.
Yeah, I know. It is something to change. COVID might have changed it, because they were always in very close contact and seemed like they always knew almost exactly all the time.
I'm sure COVID has something to do with it.
Something had something to do with it. But I don't know what it was.
You're supposed to be in touch with the company. I'm assuming.
They always used to be, so something happened. I don't know what it is.
Right. Will you look into that and get us an answer for next
week?
Oh,
sure. I'll work on that all week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free. 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to talk on the radio, you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat, and you're all set. Type in a question, type in a symbol. Let us know what you're looking to do with it if you put a symbol in. And I think what was that? Somebody's on the chat box.
We're so technically advanced that whenever we have somebody on the chat box, I have it on the back of my notes, because I take notes on who calls and just gives me something to know. And so I point to the back of this so Pete knows we have somebody on. We shouldn't let these secrets out.
High tech.
Very high tech. So, yeah, somebody's calling in saying they own Alibaba, symbol BABA. Bought it at 190 about 2 years ago. Should I sell it here and break even after 2 years, or hold it for a while? Thanks.
Well, I could be wrong, but every week I say I would not touch a Chinese company with a 10-foot pole right now.
Yeah, and, I don't know what's going
on over there, but it's not pleasant.
Well, it's a communist country.
Yeah, yeah. So. Now they're really... They tried to look capitalist for a while,
So. 195.19. Yeah. Dan Niles yesterday, Pete, in the afternoon, he was on CNBC. I was listening. He came out and he's buying these Chinese companies.
In the long run, maybe.
Falling knife.
Yeah. Maybe. But, it's my own personal belief without even. I mean, the chart doesn't look great by any stretch of the imagination. And if you look at the price objective, it is now at 168, right? And the stock closed at 195. So, it depends, how you've done a lot of research. But the problem is, you can do all the research you want, but you're dealing with a government that I don't know what the heck they're up to right now.
So I would sell, if not all of it, a portion of it. Yeah. And instead of owning the Chinese Amazon, own
what?
Amazon.
Oh.
Which is down a bit. Took a bit of a courtesy dip the last couple of days, and $3,300 a share. And all of a sudden, the analysts, which had it at 4,000, 5,000, a million, all of a sudden now they're reducing.
Yeah. Well,
again, our great analysts.
Yeah. But the chart doesn't look great. And once again, someday you can always get back into this later at some other time.
Right.
You're not going to miss anything great, and you may see the tide turning.
I'm sure this person is feeling it can't go down lower. Yeah. We've all been there, right? Yeah. Oh, but, it'll turn.
But when you're dealing with a government, we won't go on and on.
Right.
But stay away from the Chinese companies, So that's all I have to say about it.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah. High risk. And the other thing is, it's interesting, because Art had called about Didi, D-I-D-I, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'm going to go with him now. He seems to have intuition, And I said, once again, it's a Chinese company. Stay away from it. I can't believe what they did to that. So it turns out, the stock was at 6-something. Now it's over 10, right?
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is what they're doing.
7.16 was the low.
Yeah, but who can anticipate what they decided to do?
I know one person that can't. Well, me.
Yeah. No. What they're doing, which is highly unusual, but to make up for what happened, you know, the horrible debut of the stock, I think it was up at 18 or something like that, came out at 14.
Yeah.
They're talking about going private. They're going to take all the money that they got for their IPO and other financing and go private. Mm-hmm. And there's talk that they will be going private if they accomplish this. That's if they accomplish this. At least the IPO price of 14 and maybe higher. You know, right.
The SEC is going after them.
But whatever, you know, you never know. I mean, you never know.
Well, I know their SEC is going after them.
Yeah.
I personally know. No, I don't.
No, you don't know that. They're not going after them. What, you know?
Oh, they're trying to do their job?
Well, the interesting part is...
In a hole for 3 weeks while people are losing.
Yeah, but they said now that the Chinese government had tried to get them to postpone their IPO until...
Oh, I believe
them. They can look into the problem with privacy, whatever it was, you know, cybersecurity issues, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I in the long run, you know, it's interesting in the market, you know, you can sound like you're brilliant for a while, and they go, oh, how'd you know that it was time to sell? Then 2 years later, they say, why'd you sell? You know, you know, because you're right, you're wrong, you're right, you're wrong.
That is the business we're in.
It's the way it is. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520.
So philosophical.
Toll-free 800-879-7541. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if you couldn't tell, wide open right now. So give us a call. Right now, we're going to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Good. I got a way to make money on the most god-awful chart you've ever seen.
All right.
Well, what's your computer, the longest time frame you can go out on it? Could you go out 5 years?
Yeah, if I have to, yeah.
Okay, this is a play for Willard in Tampa, Florida. Make Willard some money. JETS.
What is it?
Jets.
ETF Airlines.
Okay, that's the ETF for the airline stocks?
JETS.
Right, yep.
So you sell 2 week options going out a point and a half on the downside, and you collect premium. It's an ETF of a conglomerate of all the big airlines. Chances are you're not going to get a 4 or 5 point dip in the JETS. You're going to collect premium. If they want to call you to put you to stock, you just buy to close and just roll down. It's a no brainer. So what's Jets at now?
$22.89 on the close.
$22.89?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sell the $21.50 going out 3 weeks, collect premium. You'll probably get 37-38 cents for it. It's probably going to go. I've been doing it for actually a month now since it took this last hit. You collect the premium, and if it takes a hit, if airlines go bad again, if this Delta comes back, I think airlines are going to be a higher a year from now. You just collect premium.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting part is, I mean, 2150 is an important support area. So
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. But I've been doing it since 20. I've been doing it since 28.
Hmm. Boy.
Yes. Every 2 weeks out, don't get greedy. Get your 37, 35 cents each time. Two weeks out. If you got to go 3 weeks out, go 3 weeks out. Just collect premium.
No, I agree with you, and you could, because you're very disciplined with what you're doing. A lot of people who get involved in this, they get greedy, like you mentioned.
And guess what? If you get heroic and it hits your strike price, you take the common and you sell 2 week calls above it and collect more premium, and it'll probably get taken away from you in a month.
Yep, very interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
All right, that's Willard's chump change he's going to make on this, employed by a pizza for his wife. All right, I'll see you guys. Take it easy.
You Alrighty. Take care. Thanks for giving us a call. Have a good weekend. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat. And you can type in a question. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. You know, so we can kind of analyze it based on what you're looking to do with it. So right now, it's the end of July, and everybody will start talking about these can be a very interesting period in the stock market, August, September, October. You know, and they used to talk about how October was the worst month, and they said, no, September became the worst month for the market, and August, I don't think it's been.
I think August is a bad, is usually a pretty bad month.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's why August, September, October can be kind of interesting in the market, to say the least. But the other side of the coin is you've been going on with the stealth correction in the bear market. Not so stealth to anybody who's really holding different positions and that type of thing, you know, or looking at their portfolio and then listening every day to S&P hit a new all-time high or Dow hit a new all-time high or whatever. You know, but underneath the surface, there's been a correction, a big correction in a lot of stocks, you know. And it's, you know, you hate to use the cliche, you know, you keep hearing how the easy money's been made. And basically, I think that's true. You know, it's a little bit harder, you know, right now, and you have to be, you know, a lot more careful. Doesn't mean the market's going to collapse, you know. Matter of fact, as I said before, there's so much money sloshing out there, it's just hard to imagine.
Trillions.
Yeah, unless, you know, there's something just totally unanticipated, you know, that just hits the market, you know. But other than that, I mean, with all that money out there, it's hard to see, you know, the money just leaving the market. But underneath the surface, there is a certain amount of leaving certain stocks, a certain amount of rotation. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We have anything in the chat box you were pointing.
And just looking at a client's account, somebody's account had about $90,000 in a checking account at a local bank.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what they earned for the month in interest?
A dollar?
Oh, you're big. 76 cents.
There you go. Not bad.
Crazy. Yes, person owns Five Below, which is a discount place.
I know it well.
The idea is there's nothing above $5?
Anyway. No, they're all above $5
okay.
now.
I don't know what it is. Five, F-I-V-E.
Yeah, they're up to like, I think, $5.99 or $5.59 or whatever.
Bought it last year when it dropped to $66 a share. It has had a great run. Closed at $194.42. Yes, it's very good. Shall I sell a portion, take some profits, or does it have another jump in it?
Well, here's your problem. It's been going sideways. It's in a big trading range for, let's see, it looks like all this year, maybe late last year. So you're in a trading range between about, 174, 176, and 200 or so, 204 on the upside. You're toward the higher part of the range. I always think it doesn't hurt to take a profit off, you know, especially for
or what part of it.
Yeah, what'd he say? 66?
Right. We don't know how many shares or, you know.
Yeah, but still, that's what, a triple? Yeah, yeah. He's had a triple on it.
Well, we have those all the time.
Oh, yeah, every day. So, yeah, I always would take a little off. You know, you can't worry about it. So it still keeps going up. You still have some money in there, you know, and depending on, you know, what you take out.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people that believe, not a lot of people, but many people who believe that if a stock doubles, you take half out, you know.
Right.
And then, you know,
depends what your philosophy. You got to have a philosophy. You got to have a discipline. And then in turn, try and figure out, you know, we don't know if it's a taxable account, a qualified account, you know, what the tax, which long-term taxes aren't huge, but you still want to look at a lot of different things, I think.
Yeah, but you know,
I would take some off.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But it closed at 194.42. You know, it still has a price objective. Of course, it has to take out the high around 204. And, you know, price objective based on the point and figure chart is it's a charting method for trying to calculate a price objective with no time period involved. So you could say 10 years from now, if it hit 246, it was right, you know. But it's a way of analyzing things, and it's 246 is the price objective, you know. So if for some reason you don't want to sell any, I would definitely consider being out or reevaluating if it dropped, say, to 170. which still gives them a lot of profit.
Yeah, so, it'd be up.
So yeah. So there you go. You can use those parameters.
It's a good problem.
You want to stay in. You don't want to sell anything. Then be out at 170 or sell some at 170. And if you do take out that 204 or so area, you could go into the mid 200s. So there's all the parameters.
There you go.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Right now, we're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I didn't hear my name. I heard New Jersey, though.
Okay. Well, you said Art.
I have two stocks I'm interested in today. Both of them are new on the exchanges. One is Dole. Now, they make pineapples, I guess, mostly shipped from Hawaii a lot.
They make pineapples?
Yeah, initial price started at 16, and it closed at 14.50. I think it's the first week on the exchange. I guess it's been private for the longest period of time, and that's why I never heard of it.
Right. It has something to do with, and I can't get a price on it. So, 14.50 it looks like it closed. It's only been out a day, I think. But, Dole, there's something with the sovereignty of Hawaii and the Dole Company. And
yeah, but I think they were public a long time ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forget. I'd look into it, but I think I remember that being a publicly traded stock years ago.
And then he took it private, and then that would come
Well, who knows what the reason was. I mean, you may look into that. I don't know. They may have taken it private and come back out again. A number of companies have done that two or three times.
Yeah, sure.
They seem to make a good product between juices and fruit, things like that. That's why I had my eye on that one.
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you seem to have good intuition, so I'd go with your intuition.
Right. I'll drink a glass of pineapple juice to that. Right.
Okay.
Second item would be Robin Hood. Now, the crazy thing is their symbol is hood. I don't think I'd want to have my company have a symbol called a hood, But any case, it was 52-week range, 33 and a quarter to 40. I guess it opened initially at 38,
right.
And it's around 35.15 now.
Right.
I was wondering, what were your thoughts about the long-term, about this stock?
Well, I mean, people were disappointed that it, didn't go to the moon or something like that. But, so the fact that it didn't go to the moon, that was a horrible IPO or whatever.
Right.
But,
sure.
But what was the IPO price for it anyway?
38.
And where's the trading?
35.15. 2 days.
Like big disaster.
Well, they said there are seven IPOs that came out this year over $2 billion. All of them are below what they came out at.
Right, So
Plus, they allowed 20 or 25% to go to the public, their shareholders.
That's right.
Which is usually a bad sign that if you're able to buy it, you probably don't want it.
But yeah, I really don't have an opinion on it, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the two principals on CNBC, and showing them at the podium. And they seemed to have, I read that they were going to get billions, tens of billions of dollars right off the hop.
Yeah, for their shares. Yeah, and they allowed the insiders to sell 15% and this, that, and the other thing. But it's interesting, Vlad Telov, I think his name is, he doesn't even have any kind of licenses. He's not registered in our business. And I don't know if that's something, a prerequisite, but it's kind of interesting that somebody running a brokerage firm doesn't
But,
have
what
licenses.
I would say, though, is if it... What was the high after the IPO?
I don't even know if it hit anything
40
about
and
it.
A quarter.
Okay, there
but
you
it
go.
It 40 and a quarter. Okay. So if it took out that high, then it would be interesting.
Yeah. It was good. Okay.
Well, the third day will be Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. You mentioned August. This is a good time of year that people start thinking about cruising. Is there a good time to buy cruise lines price-wise? I've been on 14 different cruises, mostly NCL and Royal Caribbean, and we enjoy going to different places.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the prices of the stocks, and they seem to be sort of going up a little to staying level right now. Do you think your prices could increase as we get into the summer now?
It's going to be all dependent on the variant.
On the Delta variant there,
That's why we've seen some weaknesses. But.
This is a very iffy period. You would say in the long run, are cruise lines going to disappear? Probably not.
No.
How could they do it? Those boats are so big, even if
they're
where
could they disappear,
huge,
too?
Right?
They could hit the Bermuda Triangle, you know, then they're
been
gone.
Through that. Yeah. I only went on one cruise in the 80s. I gained 10 or 15 pounds from eating and mostly imbibing and not exercising. So, but I think they're going to come back. You can nibble in here on either one of those names. Personally, I like Norwegian, but.
Yeah, that was our last cruise with Norwegian. And we've been to Alaska, Bermuda, both, all parts of the Caribbean and all. And even though I'm up in years, I think I can still get around and enjoy a cruise.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Next year.
I went on one cruise in my life, and it was on a small ship.
Right.
It was a disaster. And I said, I will never, ever go on a cruise again. And I haven't to this day, and I can guarantee
you. I kept my word. Yeah.
Now, I understand on the big boats it's a different story. All I remember is... Well, I didn't get sick.
I would get sick.
I didn't get sick. I had a headache the whole time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait until they docked,
Right,
And then I remember when you tried to get to your seat in the dining room, you floated to one side and you floated to the other side.
The ships I was on, they have a big stabilizer, and I'm sure same with the arts. The last day back, we were at a 25-degree list of the winds off the coast of Florida.
Yep.
I mean, so it was, you were walking sideways.
Go,
it was weird.
So that was enough for me.
But I was drunk enough that I listed to the other side, so I was even.
Jeez.
I think you might still be listening a little.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Great show. I'll continue to listen to the show.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling, Art. Have
a good
weekend.
One.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right now, give us a call. 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Williamsville. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. How you doing?
Good. I got hit with two of my larger holdings this week because of earnings, PayPal and Amazon. And I want to ask you about both, but Amazon first. The earnings were compared to last year when we went through COVID, and a 27% increase in earnings wasn't enough for the market, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I still think it's a great company. But now the analysts are saying, we're going to get back to, we're going to get back to the workplace, their sales might suffer as a result.
And it was also their projections.
Projections.
And they always lowball. They just, it's their company. So.
If anybody's being realistic, we all realize there was a big surge for a lot of these companies, in the beginning. And things will level off. But Amazon has been consistently growing, So if they go to their normal growth rate, so what, So I hate to, pat David on the back or whatever. When these things come out, they usually turn out to be a potential buying opportunity,
It has historically been with Amazon. Not saying this is it could be $2,500, but they've got so much going for them. Their web services, AWS is amazing. Their technology, their robotics, their AI. It's more than just getting. Yeah. I had two packages on my porch this morning. It's amazing.
They're a major cloud company. It's not just selling things.
They're right behind Microsoft.
And your 200 days at 32.68, and it closed at what?
33.27.
So I really can't get concerned with it being above the 200 day.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be fine.
I saw one analyst indicate that they've kind of been treading water in anticipation of this happening.
Mm-hmm.
you know, which is kind of interesting.
Who's well, been yeah, treading? The yeah. analyst has been treading water?
No, the stock no, has.
No, the oh, stock man. Has.
I mean, analyst is drowning.
Most look, analysts should be treading water.
Well, yeah. And it's, yeah there's no
That's
question.
That's your punishment. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
If you miss the estimates by more than 20%, you're sent out onto the ocean. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, since July of last year, it's been really going sideways. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So no problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to hold mm-hmm. it. It's just that it was just a surprise that it was down as much as it is.
Mm-hmm.
The other stock, PayPal, also got hit as a result of, I guess, they're departing from their reliance on eBay. Some
right, that's been out for over a year.
Right,
though.
It's been on for a long time. But it looks like I was looking at the chart, and it looks like they're still over the 200-day average. And I wanted to ask your opinion about that.
Yeah,
close at 275.53. PayPal, PYPL.
I mean, the 200 days at 248.84.
Right,
and you know, so far. You know, any downdraft in the stock has been an opportunity, and you know, I, as long as it's above the 200-day, I can't get concerned. You know?
Okay, so 240 would
248,
be,
yeah.
248 would be yeah, that, what yeah. I should be targeting. So,
but, well, basically, you know, as I always said before, you know, there's nothing exact. You know, that general area, you know, around 248, you know.
Yeah, well, I've been long-term holder with mm-hmm. PayPal. And I didn't have a stop in the stock, and thinking, you know, I should have at least taken my profits and maybe watching for something like this to occur. But it's still a great company. And
PayPal is a great company. Their customer service is next to none. If you have an issue using PayPal with someone, they're great. And you know, also, you know. Person that likes PayPal a lot is a guy named Peter Thiel, who's one of the original founders and investors. 20 years ago, he put $2,000 of his stock, which was worth pennies, into a Roth IRA, and it's now worth $5 billion. And of course, with Roths, you can take that money out without any earnings or capital gains. This guy took $2,000, turned it into $5 billion, all tax-free.
Well, I'm amazed at how, you know, there's so much competition, you know, in that field now, and yet they've managed to hang in there this whole time. And to be honest, though, it's kind of interesting. I was trying to move money to my sister moving money to me. They tried PayPal. It was a disaster. I don't know why, you know.
I've never done that. I've only paid companies.
Yeah, I know.
I've done it. It does facilitate very, very well.
Yeah, but you know, it's very interesting though. You know, what we use now is with our bank is Zelle.
Yeah, right.
And your money is in your account in 1 minute.
Hmm. Right. And Venmo is like that too. I've never used
one
any
minute.
Of those.
Yeah, one minute, boom. There it is. Yep. You know.
But they don't have the business that.
No, but I'm just saying it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just ask you about one more?
Mm-hmm.
3M. What do you think of 3M?
3M used to be Nifty 50 decades ago.
They pay a really nice dividend.
I mean, it's a tremendous innovative company, no question about it, you know, with the products they keep coming up with. It's just been amazing over the years.
A lot of them are done accidentally, too.
Yeah. And, you know, right now.
Post-it notes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the price objective, you know, on the point and figure method is 232.
Close at 197.94.
Yeah. And the 200 days at, what is it, 185, it looks like.
Yeah. All right.
So, I mean, I think it still looks good. Yeah.
Great. Yeah, this could be a staple of anybody's portfolio.
Okay.
Especially with that dividend. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend. Okay. While we're waiting for calls, I'll give you the numbers again, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. We'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors show is also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And I guess we're going to the chat box.
Yes, right, somebody now is asking about Spirit, which happens to be, Peter, for you and maybe those that don't know. I understand that's an airline. SPRT, close at $8.02. That is flying in a station wagon. There you go. I've never been on one, so I don't know.
Actually, I mean, the stock's been higher highs.
Oh, that is, this is not. That's not. This is support.com, SPRT. I thought it was Spirit.
I thought it was Save, SAV.
Yeah, you're right.
Before you said that, you know, you threw me off.
So let's go. This is support.com, which is a software application.
Didn't look like a bad chart. Where are we now? Hang on a second there. What's the symbol on that?
SPRT.
Don't do SPRT. S A.
No, he wants to know about SPRT.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Spirit Airlines. So no, he wants to know about, or she wants to know about sport.com. Support.com.
I think it's time to retire.
I think it's time to go. I'm ready to leave. Here
yep,
we go.
That was it.
I didn't have any coffee this morning. I didn't have time.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah, sure.
We'll give you a break. I don't know why, right, but
don't deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been climbing steadily. The key resistance point is $9, you know, which it hit again, and it kind of died and it pulled back. Looks like on Friday it pulled back, you know, on that. So I would say if you get to 950, what they say, they own it, they what?
No, looking at it.
Oh, looking at it, yeah.
Like you are.
Yeah, I am, I guess. So if it went to 950, would break out. And depending on, you know, what kind of research you've done, if you wanted to take a small position, it's in a nice little uptrend. You know, must have had a big move recently. You know, actually, the 200 days back at 3.
Yeah, no, it's since April, it's been really
moving. Just steadily going up. Very interesting. So, you know, I would reevaluate probably at, unfortunately, where to close at?
$8.02.
Yeah, the only place you could reevaluate is at like 5.5 right now. And it would be a important breakout if it hit 9.5, leaving the possibility of getting up as high as 15. So, yeah.
March 22nd apparently was up 232%.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, check out what's going on out there. But, you know, if it did hit 950, you have a possibility of 15, and I'd reevaluate right now at, say, 5.5.
Yeah, I'd do some long-time research on this one.
Yep.
Someone else is also asking about Netflix, NFLX, which closed at 517.57. They own some shares, about $490 a share. It's 517. Is this a good time to buy some more or wait?
Well, I mean, it's been going sideways, okay, for quite a while. Looks like since last year sometime, since one other one, like Amazon, since July of last year, it's in a trading range between 4 64 and say around 570s, you know, that area, 570s, 580. And now it's coming back down toward the bottom of the trading range. So, you know, if you feel comfortable with it, you looked into it, certainly makes sense where you could nibble here, you know. And if you feel really strongly, you're just in that trading range and you're toward the lower end of the trading range. And the 200-day moving average is at, what, 516? And that's right down at the 200-day moving average. So, you know, this is a place where you could nibble, you know, if you feel really confident about the stock. And, you know, I would reevaluate if it went to 456.
Yeah, and obviously if, you know, the Delta variant is bad and people are staying home, you're going to see, you know, more.
Well, I think they had it slowing down or something.
Yeah, you know, well.
You know,
yeah.
So what? What's surprising? You know, yeah. That's, you know, you had the big surge and now things are settling down.
Now you got an opportunity to buy some more.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. And if you feel that confident. And one of the biggest bumbles in history was they tried this when this guy first started the company and everything. He tried to sell it to
Blockbuster. Was it for $50 million or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, some ridiculously low number. And Blockbuster said, "Who is going to take a service where you do stuff in the mail?" I mean, that's yeah.
I remember those days, and I thought the same thing.
I know, right?
And I think Willard and Karen were the first ones that I ever knew that had Netflix. And, oh yeah, we got them and we mail. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, that was funny.
What do we know?
Join the list of stupidity, you know. So
yeah.
All right, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
All right. This person in the chat box owns a couple different stocks, wants to know your opinion. First one is Blackstone, closed at 115.27.
I think somebody asked about that last week.
Yes.
Jeez, we love it. My short-term memory must be coming back.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, did he say he's looking to buy it? Or look
owns it.
Oh, owns it.
It's
beautiful.
Your short-term memory's not that good because I told you they own it.
What?
Who's on first? Yes, they own this and the next
That was
one.
A great comedy routine.
It was.
Yeah. Anyway, not that anybody'd ever remember.
You remember it because you were there originally in the 30s.
That was funny.
Vaudeville.
So...
Ba-dum-bum. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, very strong stock. You know, you got to stay with it right now, and I'd reevaluate probably at maybe 95. Yeah, stick with it. Looks good.
They're looking good.
It should have good support really in the around 100. So. Yep. Okay.
Personnel also owns EVRG, which closed at 65.22.
I don't know. Why do I... That name, the symbol seems familiar. EVRG. It is Evergy.
Which I'm assuming is an energy company, but I may be absolutely incorrect like I was with
SPRG. It says utilities and electricity.
Oh. Regulated electric. What is regulated electric? 3.3%.
Well, regulated is that, you know, they're regulated. You know.
Oh, thank you. Oh, great. Yeah. So. I learned so much from you. You're just a font of knowledge.
Looks beautiful, to tell you the truth. Just broke out of a 1, 2, 3 quadruple top at 66. And the price objective is 77 based on the charting method. 200-day moving average is at 58. So, you know, as long as you stay above that 200-day moving average, it's in good shape and looks good.
Awesome. So the same person is looking at CPRI, Capri, which I believe is a...
gambling?
No, I think it
clothes.
Is... Clothing company.
Yeah, see, I knew I'd get it. Enough guesses.
I've seen you in Capri outfits before. Capri apparel manufacturer. They're a British company as opposed to non-British.
For some reason, they had a very big day on Friday. Did you see any news there?
I'll be looking in a minute.
You'll be looking.
I'm still trying to figure out what a regulated utility is, but...
When you're regulated, you got to... If you want to increase your prices and so forth, you know, your prices are dampened by the government, right?
The sales have rebounded...
And an unregulated utility They're free to, you know.
Are there any unregulated?
Oh, there's a lot of unregulated ones.
You are, you're a font of knowledge. Yep. I said that. So sales rebound at Versace and Jimmy Choo as luxury comeback continues. That's why it was up, Pete.
Yeah, price objective 79 based on the charting method. Closed at 56.31. 200 days at 45, 50 days at 53. So actually right now, as long as it stays above the 200-day, of course, that's back at 45. Like to see it stay above the 50-day at 53.45. Mm-hmm. And a major, major breakout would be at 60. Looks good.
All right. So in a regulated electric utility market, vertically integrated monopoly utilities cover the entire value chain with oversight from a public regulator. In a deregulated electricity market, market participants other than utility companies own power plants and transmission lines.
There you go.
Got to learn something new. Thank you.
It's hard to believe at your age you can learn something new.
I can. Yep.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Kind of a bumbling week in the market last week. I think the Dow was down, 0.36%? The S&P down 0.37%. NASDAQ down 1.31%. And believe it or not, the small caps were up 0.75% for last week. So, it's been that kind of market.
Well, it is, I said this before, it is summer, and especially in Europe. Because you get people, certain countries, Pete, that take a month off at a time, people are off. But as far as our markets, I mean, a lot of the traders and, hedge fund folks are, taking time off away from the business, and things, seasonally slow down a little bit. And that can cause tremendous moves on in either direction. So you got to look into why things are happening. And it always bugs me when something's going on with a stock and you can't figure out why. That's the toughest part.
Yeah, it's very difficult, no question about it. Like I say, the easy money's been made. And I was talking before about, this underneath stealth correction. Maybe for some it's more than a stealth correction.
Mm-hmm.
The number of stocks, a percentage of total stocks above their 50-day moving average, which is a sign of intermediate strength, had dropped to the low 20s,
mm-hmm.
20, which is certainly not a great bull market when you're that low, but has managed to get back near 40%, So maybe there's underneath the surface, maybe there's some minor improvement occurring,
Yeah, well, we had GDP that came out on Thursday, and the estimate, the expected, the previous was 6.3% positive. The expected was 8.5% positive and came in at 6.5%. Deflator was above what they expected at 6%. Pending home sales down 2%, Pete. That's, they're looking for up 0.8. So, again, these analysts are, not that you or I could do it, but it seems that these are just too far off.
Well, the interesting part is that, and it's interesting, at the end of the show last week, didn't somebody ask about the debt or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it matters only when it matters, and it sounds stupid, but it's true. Until people who have the money and are investing think it matters, it doesn't matter, when it comes down to it. Personally, someday, we are in a big housing bubble again, no question about it.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous the prices that houses are going at, have been going.
It's relative.
At,
yeah. It's all relative.
Maybe relative, but it's ridiculous. And So, you know, one of these days, you know, and once again, you never know. It could be next week, next year, next century. Who knows, you know?
Well, the other thing, I mean, if you're an if you're an investor in real estate where you actually own real estate, I mean,
take the money and run.
Well, you just, you've got people that owe back rent. And, you know, now I guess the president hinted a few days ago that he was going to end the moratorium on evictions and then 2 days later reversed it a little. I still don't know.
Well, what happened was.
Yeah, what happened? Did it expire?
I don't. It technically expires today.
Okay.
And the House couldn't come to an agreement. They adjourned for the August recess.
So
technically it ends today.
Okay.
Now, some people thought the CDC somehow could come out and extend it, but supposedly that would be going against the Supreme Court, you know, basically who said the CDC doesn't have any
authority.
Yeah. So who knows? But the sad part, okay, when they do these broad brush helping programs, okay, there are tons of people that I know about, that other people know about, that could have paid their rent. And they're not paying their rent.
No, I know. It's
sad.
It is sad.
You know, yeah. Really sad.
And especially if you're someone, you know, I have a few clients that own individual real estate. And just, you know, they're sitting there pulling their hair out because they still have to pay the taxes, in some cases utilities or this, that, and the other thing. And I just, I feel sorry for both sides. I, you know, especially someone that
can't afford,
right,
pay their rent due to, you know, what's been happening. That's one thing, you know. But there are people taking advantage of the situation.
Yep, as always, right?
And yeah,
human nature.
And unfortunately, in this day and age where supposedly the government's watching you and all this stuff, they can't pinpoint who really deserves it and who doesn't, you know. So it's kind of sad, no question about it.
Yeah, the one positive about this with folks that have student loan debt is that they haven't been charging interest. So, you know, hopefully those young men and women or men and women that, you know, have that debt, that they are trying to pay that debt down because that's a big savings.
But you know, it's interesting, which I didn't realize, you know, this moratorium on rent, you still owe the back rent.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and it's a process to evict, too. It's not like they're just going to, you know, oh, yeah, go. It's a long process to evict, from what I understand.
Yeah, so whatever. That's another event. So give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And basically, I'm trying this. I can't even see straight. I'm looking at the sectors again, but I can't even read it. Should have checked this out before I printed it out. You know. So.
Well, you could always give it to me, who can see.
Can you see anything there?
My Lord.
I mean, that's bad. Yeah.
So sector performance is number one is financials.
But that's for the year, though.
Okay.
What's for the last 6 months? What do you think
months.
The strongest is in the last six
does
months?
Does it say it somewhere here?
Yeah, it does. There's a column that says 6 months.
Do-do-do. 1 day, 6 months, yes. So I have to figure out which one?
Yeah, go down real quick.
Oh, God.
What's the strongest one in the last 6 months?
It looks like financials.
Again?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Followed by energy.
Yeah, that's just
real estate and home builders.
Okay,
tied,
and try to 3 months. What's the strongest in 3 months?
What would you like it to be, Pete? I'll just tell
I don't
you.
Like any of these. Yet.
All right, 3 months. All right, stop it. All right, do. It's 4 is more than 0. 5.2 semiconductors. No, hold on. 8.4 is healthcare.
Healthcare, that's what I have. Yeah.
There you go. There you got it. You got what
you finally got it. What I
can't
wanted.
Read that thing either, and I've got good eye.
Healthcare has been picking up very strongly lately.
Oh, boy.
I think even Pfizer. Remember, people used to call about Pfizer all the time, and it finally is.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Moving along. So, yeah. Right now we have one caller on the line, Dreamer. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter, David.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
Well, you're helping us put an end to the show, so we appreciate it.
You got to watch what you're saying there, Peter. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
And hello, Willard. I just wanted to tell you, I went on a bunch of cruises in the 60s.
Oh, baby. Okay.
And the government paid for them.
All right. That's funny. They were Southeast Asia, I assume?
No, I never went there, but oh. I went through the Panama Canal in a submarine.
Did you?
And I went through the Bermuda Triangle. In a submarine.
And you're here to tell the story.
Maybe that's why people think I'm a little different.
It's all relative, Dreamer. It's all relative.
Yes, it is. Hey, gold's been driving me crazy. It hasn't been doing anything. So.
Yeah, I know. Not even worth talking about.
No, and my favorite stock just died and picked up a little, but I heard that there's a lot of riots in Australia.
Riots?
Yeah, they're rioting because they want to put masks back on them.
Oh, they're rioting against having to put masks back on?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. How about that?
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but I just thought I'd use that as an excuse to give you guys a heads up. How are you doing and all of that?
We're all right.
We appreciate the call.
When absolutely nobody's talking about gold, then maybe that's the time, And it's getting close.
And the premiums on silver are still quite high.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
as a matter of fact, a few years ago, you could have bought silver for the price of the premiums.
Really? Holy cow. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them are as high as like $10.
Yeah, it's my understanding. It's tough to get, silver coins and stuff like that.
Right. And the new one from the mint just came out, and that they changed the obverse design, so it became very desirable.
What's an obverse? The back of it?
Or the reverse.
Why do they call it obverse?
Well, obverse would be, I have no idea.
Okay, I won't comment.
Peter,
anyway.
You should Google that and tell us
obverse,
next week.
Obverse, yeah, I know. Got to come up, obverse. Leave me alone.
I got regulated utilities. I got
right,
that.
You are moving along. But anyway.
We're here to educate, Dreamer. Thank you.
We appreciate that. We'll have to all have everybody look up obverse. He left quickly. So right now.
You drove him away.
I did. We're at the end of the show.
It's not the first one.
And be careful out there. Could be an interesting few months. But the other side of the coin, you've had a heck of a correction underneath the surface. So it's kind of hard to do any kind of. It's always hard to predict, what I mean. But
doesn't stop us, though. No, doesn't stop us.
These are unusual times. So until next week, keep a little powder dry.
Have a good weekend.
Take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.